Is this a sort of a move away from a graduate tax?
No, I think we still need to look at a graduate tax in the long term. This is our policy for the next Parliament, but we still need to keep looking at a graduate tax. It's actually a move away from higher and higher tuition fees. You know, £9,000 tuition fees are a massive burden for our young people. It's a move to saying there's a public investment, public good in our universities, and that's why we've made the decision we have.
And what's your message to those that have missed out on EMA, had the £9,000 tuition fees, and now looking that their colleagues that are a couple of years younger are going to be paying £6,000, they're going to be disenfranchised. What would you say to them?
Well, look, I know young people will feel let down by Nick Clegg and David Cameron. For young people looking for work, we've got a jobs guarantee to get them back to work. For young people wanting an apprenticeship, we've got a guarantee for them. And now we've got a tuition fees proposal. You know, I can't rewrite what's happened under this government, but I can write a different future for young people, and that's what I'm determined to do.
And one last one from me. When I suppose Conservative officials that have come up here, they've sort of wanted more powers. They want to create sort of a northern powerhouse. What would you say to voters from the north, and specifically Yorkshire? What do you offer them?
Well, look, first of all, this government has totally let down people in Yorkshire. In fact, if you look at the funding cuts to local government, they've hit Yorkshire hard, incredibly hard, disproportionately hard. We've got plans, much more radical plans, to devolve power right across our region, right across the country. They're comprehensive, not piecemeal, and it'll be based on fair funding. And if you want a party that will go back to the 1930s in public spending, as this government will, then that's what the Conservatives offer. If you want a party with a balanced plan to tackle the deficit, protecting the NHS, protecting education, that's what Labour offers.